We are on the Zion on base on the bottom of the page. Zodi Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, we learned Mevorchin Birchas Chasanim Basara. Okay, you say Shav Brachas, you need a minion for Shav Brachas. Call Shiva for the entire 7 days. When it comes to Birchas Edison on a Chuppah, the Chachilah, we want a minion, but B'dieb, you don't have a minion, it's not a problem. When it comes to Shav Brachas, there's a big machleket even B'dievid. If you can have a Shav Brach by an chuppah without a minion. And the conundrum that they all ask is, how come by Birchas Edison we make the bracha before Kedushin, because we have to make a bracha before Asiyasin, and by Birchas and the Seva Brachas we make it after we're in the chuppah ready. Where's the bracha of Asiyasin? It's like contradicting, we make such a big deal out of it over here, and over here we don't. So one of the answers given is that we follow the Shittas of Rambam, who holds that the main thing of the chuppah is the yichud afterwards. It's the, not only yichud, it's the eating afterwards in the private room. That's really what the nesuyin is. So it's still oivel asiyasa. The whole idea, the Rambam holds that the yichud afterwards, the yichud and seeing that the eating is the most important part, shows that you're living together as a family.
Isn't that one of the problems with the Pasta Soul is kiruv hadas? You eat bread together with someone.
Nobody eats bread there, but yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Okay. We need a panim chadoshes, and there's a machlekes between the Rambam and others and Tesis and the Rosh what exactly panim chadoshes means. Is panim chadoshes someone that is yimsameach because of, or just anybody? The Rambam doesn't make anything about simcha. A new person, that's it. Big shak v'tayi in Achreinim, whether this panim chadoshes actually has to eat in the meal, or it's not. There was enough that they just eat something that they would have been included in the mezumin. Three different opinions, what they have to do. Shabbos is panim chadoshes itself. That only works if we follow the laws. The reason is simcha. Anything which causes simcha, more additional simcha, you would have increased the meal for them. Then panim chadoshes. Then we say Shabbos. If the word is that you just need another person, then Shabbos doesn't make a difference. You still need another person for Shabbos. But we paskin that it's the simcha. And machleik is whether Shal Shudas you need panim chadoshes or not. Yosef says you do. The Ramo says you don't really, and he concludes, why not? Because you probably say a drosha by Shal Shudas, and the drosha itself is a panim chadoshes. You couldn't imagine that somebody steals a word from somewhere else. It's a new, no, panim chadoshes is a new word. What? A drosha is supposed to be make you happy. Did you know that? A drosha is like a panim chadoshes. Depends who's listening. Depends who's listening. No, without any names. Okay. My mevorech, what's the bracha? What's the bracha? Amar Yehuda, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We go through all the brachas. This is the bottom Rashi first. My Mevorach Amar Yehuda, Nida Beinai. It seems to me, he says Rashi, very important because the Rishayim argues. Say the brachas, the Shavu brachas, Shenizdru Aliske Hazivug, Ein Elam Ashe Yotzav Eile. The third bracha and onwards, that's where Shavu brachas begins. She Oisa bracha Maschelis Ladabe Bishneim. Ashe Yotzav Esa Odom Medabe Bezocher. Vihiskin Lemen Ben Yad, Hine Kevim. No, it was the first two brachas. Shahaka bar l'chavad yitzah adam. What's it to do with marriage? Zero. So Rashi learns that the shav bracha does not begin from the first two brachas; it begins from the third bracha.
So what is
now you'll notice one thing that nowhere does it say shav bracha. By the way, it says bichas chasanim because nowhere does it mention the gemara here b'chal even to make wine. It's only six, and there's machlik is whether you even need wine. And if you, ideally, I must say you should have wine. If you don't have wine, it's a big deal. Just continue. Many poskim hold no problem. Where does the Gemara say anything about wine or anything? And where does the Gemara even call it Sheva Brachas? The Gemara calls it Shisha Brachas or Chamisha Brachas. But Rashi clearly says that the Sheva Brachas begins, or whatever you want to call it, begins from the third bracha. The first two are an introduction, as Asher soon explained. Sorry, what did you say?
No, I'm just saying it doesn't add up to seven. If according to
stuff. Where does it say seven brachas? It doesn't say anywhere. Okay. Let's continue the Gemara now. So the first bracha is Shahaka Bar L'Chvoid. As Rashi said, it's an invite to everybody to come for the Eibush's thing. The Yitzir Adam, giving a little history that Eibush created mankind. Now starts the third bracha of Asher Yotzer Esa Adam B'Tzalmai, that he created the person. This is talking about the male. B'Tzalmai Bunz Tavdisai. And then V'Hiskin Lai Mimed B'Nei Adam, talking about the woman. So here, this is, we're getting already to the point now. We have a Chosan, a Kala. Baruch Atah Hashem, Yetzer Adam. That's third. So he's tossed it. V'sog l'akadu kibbenu z'ayich v'simcha baruch Hashem samayich tzayim v'vaneo. That's number four. Sameach t'samach. Or samach t'samach. Rei mahuvim. I don't remember. I once saw years ago, I can't remember the difference whether we say sameach or samach. What the actual difference in meaning is. But because I'm making zimra again in Mekedin and Baruch Hashem Mekedin Chos Mekala. And the last one, Baruch Hashem Mekedin Chos Mekala, Zimra Chos Mekala, Gil Vidin, Dizem Chedra, Avo Achos Hamorei, Behel Hashem Mekedin Chos Mekedin Yehuda, Chud Yishlaim. The big machlek is if it's Be'ore Yehuda or Me'ore Yehuda. Or Bechutz Yishlaim or Mechutz Yishlaim. Kos Ozim, Kos Zimra, Kos Mekala, 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 Kos Rashi, Sois Tossis, the Fishon Tzirichim. First of all, where does Sois Tossis come in? Sois Tossis, I mean, this is amazing. So the first two brachas, according to Rashi, has nothing to do with Shav brachas. The third bracha, okay, Hashem created a man and a woman. So you think the fourth bracha is going to talk about marriage, yeah, something. Fourth bracha is about Yerushalayim. Nothing to do with the chasna. But you always have to remember the destruction of Yerushalayim, break a glass. So we're also in the fourth bracha, the first bracha after Adam and Chava were created. Let's talk about the destruction of Yerushalayim. So Sois Tossis, Lefi, Shonot Tzirichin, Lahala, Zichin, Yerushalayim, Baroi, Sib, Chaseinu, since we always have to remember Yerushalayim, Shnema, Tid, Bala, Shaini, Lechiki. Therefore, the fourth bracha, Sois Tossis, Lo, Akkoda, is talking about Yerushalayim. Okay, so we haven't got yet to the story. We're up to bracha number five already. Then we have Samach, Samach. Bracha lechosan v'kala. This is a bracha to lechosan kala. She yatzlichu that they should succeed. V'simcha v'tuv leiv. V'ashebora. And what's the last bracha, which is ashebora, is l'shem kol Yisrael. Ashebora is to do with all Eden. Big machlekes. Let's see whether ashebora is even part of shev brachas.
So one bracha.
So, that's it. That's it. No, the third and the fifth. The third and the fifth is Chas Nekala. One and two, introduction. Number four is Yerushalayim. Number six is Stam. L'shem Kol Yisrael, according to Rashi. And the idea is because if you don't have as we'll sing tomorrow later, even if you don't have a Parmi Chadoshes, you don't do Shabbat Brachas, but you still do Ashabar. And Ashabar, the Shechonar Pasuk, you don't need a minion. You need a minion for Shabbat Brachas. If you don't have a minion, just do Ashabar. Well, Leficha, I say the Mascha Masha Yotza, Leficha, Pasa Bar, Rashi explains. Why do we begin the Baruch in the first Bracha? Because that's how the beginning. Ashiyotza is the third. Why does Ashiyotza have a bracha? L'chayri have a bracha shmul chavata, don't say anything. So he says here, the reason why Ashiyotza starts with a bracha, because l'chayri Ashiyotza has a bracha and ends with a bracha. Baruch Hashem Ashiyotza is Adam V'tzal Mevchulu, and then Baruch HaTo Hashem Yetzir Adam. Why do we do that? So he said, because really, that's where Shabbat Baruch begins. I mean, you start a new Inyan, you always start with a Baruch. This is the first bracha. So his tosses doesn't begin with the bracha, and samach to samach with the same bracha is mulachavita. Like pasa ba baruch, she can't take the whole bracha is mulachachar shayin the salah say that any bracha that follows another bracha in succession you don't make a new bracha. Vashe bara nus hakach bara starts the bracha. So Rashi says, if you don't have a minion or you don't have panu chadoshes, you don't say the other brachas, but you still say ashebara. So ashebara is a bracha on its own. And therefore, it has its own bracha. Because ain't shampani chadashes. Therefore, ain't a minas muches. But we had to be in baruch. We'll say in baruch. Abba shaka baruch vayda. So now he starts explaining. What about the first two brachas? Shaka baruch vayda ain't a minas said. It's not part of the shav bracha. It's a la sifas ha'om ha'nesaf misham lig mal chesed. You're inviting the people who came, who were so nice and charitable, to come here and join us for the party. Zeichel lechaz de amokam. This reminds us also the very first time how nice the Eibishter was. Shenogi modem edition. Shenas le'shushbenim. It says the medrash that the Eibishter or other places malachim with the shushbenim, they were the best man for Adam. When this asik boy took care of his in yoni va'sifas who covered amokam. So gathering people as a coveted Eibishter that we're going to celebrate weddings to. That's number one. Umishasa sifiru levarich. When do you bracha? Only after everybody joined together. And the mekiva and so that Rashi asks, so why do we all make the shav brachas together? Why don't you just make the bracha as soon as all the people come? And the mekiva she yesh bracha ala kais. Where does this come from? This bracha ala kais. It's hard to know where the first place was mentioned that you have to suddenly bring a kais because the Gemara doesn't mention it. Tesis brings about Havdalah, it says that we bring all the brachas together on the kais. But that's because we do have a kais. Who said you have to have a kais at all? Havdalah. So you bring the Barah and you bring some, and you bring them all together because since you make a bracha on the kais, it's more chashiv. So over here also, we bring all the brachas together since you're doing a kais. But where does it come from that you in the first place got to have a kais? Hikiku the satra olav. Mida the habi abich of some, you brach aloi be moitzai Shabbos. I mean, and Rebbe, mefazim chayzin ala kais. He put them all together. The Rebbe Chia make cancer and he put them all together. Hoy the Yesham Kais. Well, the Fisha Mishah say the brachas, since it's not part of the rest of the brachas, the Kulay do Acha, the Chosm, and since it's only one short bracha, the Chosm of Baba Baruch, it only starts about and finish. Me the Havi Abich is paid as a mitzvah. The short bracha is only one idea. Anytime you only have one idea, it has one bracha in the beginning, that's it. And what's the next bracha? Yetzir Adam. That has to do with the other issue being created. whether you learned that it was two creations. That means that Adam was created alone, and then separately Chav had to be created from his side or tail. Or Ilaman Damar Beis Yitzidus Olu B'Machshava. Or we're going to learn that the Eibishter wanted to make two Yitzidus, Adam and then Chava, Lepoyli, create them together, do Patsufin. Well, Basa Machshava is going to go after Machshava. It doesn't matter. In fact, in reality, he created both back to back, and then he just split in half. This bracha is not part of the Shavrach. It'll be Yitzidus. The showing that cut in the cave of Lahav. Because the fact is, there was only cave, but then there was only Adam. Yimteim Lamihi Ba. So why Bechal bring it up? Since we're going to talk about the woman being created, you have to start talking about the man. That's the beginning. What do you mean from Adam they fixed up? From his side. What do you mean he's killing men of Binyan Adiyad when Chav was created? Binyan Noel Adidas. A family that's going to last forever. Why is Chav called a building? Hashem, even as a teller, we see that what? That's called binyan when you because Abishai when he created Chava, he uses the expression of even as a teller.
What do we call that? The yad though? Nobody lasts forever.
No, but not the family structure is forever.
If you're talking about bias, as in the family, the household.
Yeah.
Rashi says beferish earlier. I mean, he's called binyan ad hinahana keva. That's talking about the woman.
That's right. And Rashi explains. It says here binyan noig ledoidus. This idea of a woman being together with a man is noig ledoidus.
Oh, the etzim connection.
That's right.
Of husband and wife.
No. You're talking about the goof.
About the person, the human body. at the moment, it doesn't last forever until Mitzvah Shem Zol Zen. Here's some basin going.
Akora Yerushalayim, Reimahu. Okay, then there's the Reimahuvim. Who are the Reimahuvim? The good friends. So we say in the penultimate bracha, Samach to Samach Reimahuvim, these good friends. Hachosavakala. Shehen Reim Ha'oivim Zezer. We think, or we hope, that their friends are and they love each other. Interesting, it's already the assumption that they're already Reim Ha'oivim at the point of the right. Chuppah. They never met each other before. Five minutes.
He told her to the Shabbos table and she should be
Reim Ha'oivim. Just like you made your creations happy in Gan Eden, make me happy as well. Interesting, Rashi. There's a lot of drush on this Rashi here, but in the sixth brach, or the penultimate brach, we say Sameach Chasen Vichala. In the ultimate brach, we say Sameach Chasen Im Hakala. Why do we change? So Rashi says, why? Rashi says that the penultimate bracha is not saying that the chasan should be happy with the kala together. Each one should be happy on their own. Who should be happy? The chasan should be happy and the kala should be happy. And their own inyanim. So that's the penultimate bracha. He's talking about the wedding. He's a tefillah. He should be happy with her and her with him. The last one. So the Velt says that the difference between the sixth bracha and the seventh bracha is the sixth bracha was mentioned worship about shalom. The seventh bracha says Ava Bach for shalom bereis. The Kol's man is no shalom. It's just chasen v'kala. Two people living, sharing a roof, sharing a house together. If the shalom bay is there, then it's chasen im hakala. Then they become one unit. Okay, back to Gemara. Says the Gemara, Levi ikla lebe Rebbe. Levi was in the Rebbe's house. When he married off his son of Shimon, Bari chamei. She only made five brachas. He only made five brachas. No, but he did not make the bracha. She yotza. He did not make bracha yotza Adam. In other words, he only had the second bracha, Asher Yotzes Adam Metzalmoy. He didn't have the bracha Yetzir Adam. Rav Asi Ikla Beit Rav Ashi, this is many years later, Rav Ashi Gaita Rav Ashi, he lulled Mar Berei, Mar his son got married, and Borich Shis, he made a sixth bracha, he made a Yetzir Adam. What's going on? Leima B'Hakam Yiflugi. Mar Sava, this is how Rashi learns. Mar Sava, Chod the Yetzir Ahava, that he created Adam Chava together and just split them, so there was no two separate brachas for creation, so you dismiss Yetzir Adam. Or Ma'asav states that first you create Adam, and then secondly you create Chava. So first you have Yitzir Adam, then Yitzir Adam Tzamoy, and then he's killing Menabi Yayad. Everyone agreed that he created only once Adam and Chava together. So how come another one says Yisro Adam? Mazav was Machshava. He even wanted to create them separately. So the, and we follow Machshava. Therefore, you make two separate brachas, two stages. Mazav wasn't Mazav. The poyle created together. Tazlin just the opposite. But Rashi bara chamish hakav shiyotzer v'soyis tazam chamish bara b'shis yisro Adam ha'isif. Chod yitzir ha'avik mandam elavim v'yin atzela b'tzapachim etchila b'riyos and yivishnei b'tzuvim. They were created together. Zochem u'fon and kei machayiv. Shtay yitzir is kemandam ozonav ha'ivah. U'meni v'raz ishav ha'dekan shtay yitzir. The two creations. Both machshavas linus sh'shnayim olu machshavu libara. He wants to create in two stages. V'nivir echad b'elavim pedik oisim pasim. Sitting with a bite. Kihod Rav Yehuda Rami asked a question. Ksiv is about Yivul Kimes Adam B'Tzamli in singular. Ksiv is Zochel Kivah Borom created over the cave as well. Hod Ketzer B'Tchil Olam Achshav the Borosh Shnei. He wanted to create. It's a way Rashi learns two creations. First Adam and then Chava. So if Nivrech at the end, according to Rashi, the conclusion of the Gemara is he actually created Adam and Chava together, back to back. Not like Tesla learns that the conclusion is he created only one. Ravashi, equal with Rav Kahana. Ravashi once came to the house of Rav Kahana. Yoim kama baruch kulu. The first day they made all the shavrachis. Machlek is a showing of all the meals of the first day, just the first meal. Mekan ve'ele from here in. I ika panin chadashis baruch kulu. If the words of panin chadashis, he made all the brachas. The loy, and if it wasn't, stam afushi simcha ba'amu. So they had an extra simcha. And the only thing you make is mevarish a simcha meina. You make a simcha meina. And va'ashe bara. Asher bara, you make. Even though there is no panach hadashes, and I told you, you don't even need a minion for Asher Bara, according to the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. Mishiva va'at shleishim from 7 to 30. Bein amal. This is another rules from and the end of Sheva Brachas until shleishim. If somebody, not family, but friends or others, come to join for a meal, is from the 7th day to the 30th. Bein amaluhu machmasilul. Why you told me I'm inviting you to celebrate my wedding? Bein loy amaluhu machmasilul mevorech. You still make a bracha simcha meinai. Mekan ve'elech. From here on in, e amaluhu machmasilul. From the 30 days until the end of the year, as we'll soon see. If he tells them, let's get together for my celebrate my wedding. They had a wedding overseas, and he comes over here, and a month later, let's go and join me. Then the vorech shasicha meinai. You should make a simcha meinai, and that's a shonor paskins. Even though I don't see people doing it. The loy loy, but not. If you're afraid, if he invites people for his because let's celebrate my wedding to when? Ad aim as the say Hashem chamoine. I'm gonna pop my shoulder over. Ad treisa yachis shasa for 12 months. Umikara me aim as when do you start? You say even before the wedding, let's get together and have a pre-wedding. When do we say you start saying Hashem chamoine? I'm gonna pop my chirami sara basinta. When you start preparing for it, when you put in the barley to prepare the beer, so you start, that probably takes the longest to do. That's what knows your mind's already focused on the wedding. From then on in, if you invite people, let's celebrate my pre-wedding, you already say sichemoyle. For anyone, any snatch of our papa, I asig la abba marbre. Our papa was taking care of his son's wedding, and ubarich mishas edison. From the moment they got engaged, you already started making the sichemoyle. Answer Gemara, shiny the papa, David Tiriachla. He already started, he already had everything prepared for the wedding from the Edison. Because the papa, remember, he made beer, he manufactured beer. So he already had the beer ready, and what else did he need at a wedding besides alcohol? That's the most important thing. That's it. So he was already ready, so he can start saying, Asikha Mainai. Ravina, I Asik Le Lebre. Ravina was also preparing the wedding of his son, Bei Rav Chaviva, with the family of Rav Chaviva. He was so secure that his son was getting married. He was so happy that from the moment they got engaged, even though it was a 12-month interlude, he already started saying, Omar, he said, I know my son, I know that family, wonderful family. Nobody's going to change their mind. I'm already secure in the knowledge they're going to get married, so let's start saying, unfortunately, the Kala changed his mind. They didn't want to marry him. As a result of that, were a waste. So, no, don't get too confident. I said the Rebbe always writes that a chassan going out with a kala take as much time as you need to make sure that it's right. But once you get engaged, make the time as short as possible and bring it to a head. That Papa was all prepared. No, but it's a posh of shadid because he was already all prepared. The Tarid Bey means he's already prepared, not just let's say Bal Mamanu. I mean, you can say why he was able to be prepared so early is because he had money. Yeah, he had everything taken care of. The job was done. Rav Tachlifa Bar Marav Ikl Bavel. Rav Tachlifa from the west came to Bavel. Borich Shis. He made the six brachas. Rashi says, look at Rashi, David Triachle, 3 lines at the bottom. Mesukonim Hoyle called Soy Chupavasud. In that pop. Everything prepared already. Okay. So what he did was Rav Tachlifa, he bought a shisa richta. He started throwing in. You ever see something spotted by bench? You throw in all these brachas. He started throwing in these extra brachas over and above what in the seven brachas. He threw an extra. But let's hilchas hakavasa. We don't tamper with these brachas. You have to leave it the way it is. Rab Chaviva Iklebe Mule once came to Bris. So Bodhi Shazimina, he was so happy, ecstatic, he said, let's make a Sikhamina. However, let's hilchasakavasa, we don't do that. The parents are a little bit distracted. The East Tsaidu Yanuka, it bothers the mother when she hears the infant cry. She's not totally happy at that stage. So therefore there's no Sikhamina. Like Gemara says, they need it. You need a minion, and you can count chasanim as a minion. But there ain't avelim in a minion. You need a minion by avelim. We'll soon see for what. And the avelim cannot be included in the minion. And the Shultz, when he quotes his Gemara here, sounds like from him that just like everyone else has a mitzvah. Fascinating shilters. Just like everyone else, why is the chassan part of the minion? Just like everybody else has a mitzvah to sameach the chassan also has a mitzvah to sameach himself, because there's a chassan here, and therefore, since they all share in the same mitzvah of simcha, he can be part of the minion. But the mashenkin, the oval has no mitzvah to be menachem himself. Everyone else has a mitzvah as avos yisrael to be menachem him, but he doesn't have a mitzvah to be menachem himself. So avelim are not part of the minion. Meisel, I'll ask you a question. It says, Nabraisa Chasanim, Ba'avelim in a minion. Chasanim and Avelim are from the minion. Says the Gemara, you mean Abraisa, Masnita, Karomit, the Lea, the Rav, Rav, Tana, Upolik. Everyone knows that Rav was a Tana, and he argues. Itmar, we learned, Amrabicha, says the same thing. That Chasanim mean have minion, Chasanim are part of the minion, they ain't Havelim in a minion, but they're not part of the minion. Meisel, I'll ask you a question, Chasanim, Avelim in a minion, and I'm going to give an answer. So look at this taste here, very important taste. There's another taste in the end of Elam Metzias. A little bit different, but look what taste says here. I didn't see it before I should bring that taste. Other taste down, but look what taste says here. Rav Tana Pollock, important taste to remember. Loi boi lishnui, the Gemara will soon answer Rabbi Yechon, and that's talking about benching, and that's why, and so on. Kitanya Bichla Mozen, the Gemara doesn't give the same answers. We'll see in a minute. Kid B'shan Rabbi Yechon, the needle loi doichig lahamikin. Rav didn't like the answer. The noyach loi tvei loi the Pollock. He'd rather say Rav argues with the Braisa, end of story. No, how come we don't say the same thing? Rabbi Yechon argues the Braisa. The loy come Rabbi Yechon and Tano Pollock. Rabbi Yechon learned by Rabbi Nachman so does Rav. How come by Rav we say Tano Pollock, by Rabbi Yechon we don't find we say Tano Pollock? Yes, lecher Rabbi Yechon amoyda haya. So taste that's the proof. Rabbi Yechon was an amoyda. He couldn't say by Rabbi Yechon Tano Pollock. Do you have a Tana? Because Rabbi Yechon saw a Tana. Have a Mishani. Because Rav, they were given the same answer. Because here the answer that we squeeze out is a shvacha teretz. So Rabbi Yechon was only an amoyda, and therefore you can't say Tano Pollock. So why doesn't Rabbi Yechon himself say, you want to know why I say this? You have to catch up what I say. I follow Rav, he's a Tana, and he can argue. Push it. The Rabbi Yechon and Lohim Azig Rav Ketana. Rabbi Yechon was his friend. When he saw Rav, he saw a friend. He didn't see no Tana over here. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon looked at Rav, he saw an Amida, he needs to justify himself. I can't rely on Rav. So Rabbi Yechon was an Amida, and Rav and Rabbi Yechon's view was only an Amida. The Paul Gebuchaduchte, if Rabbi Yechon really believed that Rav was a Tana, would Rabbi Yechon argue him? Never. We find in one place of Tana, the Tana Yishon knows it, Kama Shir Tfisa Pir Rabbi Yechon. So it tastes clearly very interesting. The both time in your Rebbe, Rav was a Tana of Polig, and Rabbi Yechon wasn't. It tastes in the end of Elam Tzi is there, Taka says Rabbi Yechon was a Tana of Polig. The Gemara just didn't like to use it because he was younger, and so on. Interesting. Because none other the Talmidim of Rebbe, like Shmuel and all these other ones, are not Tana of Polig.
They saved it for the Alter Rebbe.
Rav, yeah.
Yep. So what are you doing with the Mishnah? We've rejected the Mishnah.
Braisa. So Rabbi Yechon can answer on the next page. How did Rabbi Yechon deal with the Braisa? Ki Tanya, he, when it says over there that Avelim are not part of the, Avelim are part of the Minyan. This Braisa is part of the Minyan. The Bichas are Mazor benching. By benching, because an Ovel is Chayv Olamit. So it's telling you, it's Chayv, nothing to do with this Brochus of Avelim. It's benching. Kikom and Rabbi Yechon. So what Rabbi Yechon talking about when he said I'm not part of it? Bishuda, when they make the two rows. We don't have that there. When they make the two rows and around him and Menachem him, he sits and everyone sits and stands around him. That those brachas there, Avelim are part of the minyan. No, that's not Bishuda. We'll see in the Sanhedrin. He sat down and they made a big circle and they said all these different things around him. Says the Gemara, what kind of bracha do you make by the shura? El hadam yitzchak. Oh, wait a minute. El hadam yitzchak. Rav Yechim mevarchim bichasan basara. You make a bichasan by ten. Bichasan in minyan. In the name of Yechim. Ubirchas aveilim basara v'minyan. Rav Yechim spelled that further. Not just what aveilim said, but the bracha of aveilim. Where is there a bracha by shura? Bracha by shura miyika. What bracha is there in the shura? The first meal they used to have out in the street, and they used to bring them a special kind of food. That's right. And over there, they made a certain brachas called Bichl Avel, and Moros will say on the bottom of the page what they are. So those are the brachas we're talking about. You need a minyan, and he's not part of it. But that was only done the first day, the first meal. So there's another Rabbi Yechanan, where Rabbi Yechanan said, more specific, Mevarchin Bichasani Basara, Bichasani by 10, Kol Shiva, also over days, Vichasani Mina Minyan, Ubichas Aveilim Basara, Kol Shiva, Vein Aveilim Mina Minyan. And I'm not part of the Minyan. So he said, Birchas Achava Koshimika, it says all 7 days. If we're talking about Aveilim the Brachi, make the first meal, what kind of 7 days? I'll give you an example. Rav Chiya bar Abba makrei b'nei de Reish Lakish Abba. Rav Chiya bar Abba, he used to teach Chumash to Reish Lakish's son. But I'm the other say, masne b'nei de Reish Lakish Abba. He used to teach Mishnayis to Reish Lakish's son. Shachar le'yinuka, unfortunately, Rav Chiya bar Abba, his young child, passed away. Yei mekama le'ozer gabei. Reish Lakish didn't want to go to him the first day because he didn't want to talk. Let him sit there. L'mocha, the second day, Dabrel Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, he called together, he attached himself to Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, Metugimene, his interpreter. And Amalei said, Kum, Eima Milsa, come, let's go say something nice to him, to be Menachem Avol. Kol Kobi Yenuk against the fact that he just lost a young child, he lost a kid, as a Nachmanis. Pasuk Vam, the Metugim got up and he said, it says in the Pasuk, that Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw, Vayinot, they antagonized him, Vayikaz Bonov, from the anger of his sons and daughters, they get angry. So he said, "Dorsha of his menatzekes baruch." With those who antagonize the Eibushter, who did the Eibushter let his anger go on? He vents his spleen against. Koyas abnei are the same. You know why your kids die young? Because you're a sinner. Isn't that wonderful? Nicham avelim should make him feel good. It's your fault. Umeisim sheintanim. Yikadam. Others say another version. Bachar Abba was a young man. This he said to him, Al Kain, it says in the Pasuk, therefore, Al Bachura of La Yismach, regarding his Baruch Hashem, Hashem is unhappy, Ves Yisoyim, Ves Man Noisov La Yerachem, he has no Rachmanes, and his Almanes Yisoyimim, Kikulei Chonav, all of them are trying to chan for him, Umeda, and they are evil, the Chopeh Doibin of Vola, because they speak Nivul Peh, the Chozois Lishov Apai, and still Hashem does not let his anger calm down, but Oy Yadu to you, and his hand is outstretched. David is still angry. And he vents his spleen against Bachram. My void yodin to his hand is still outstretched. Amrav Chana bar Rav, Hakol yodim. Everyone knows if somebody has nivul peh. Everyone knows kalalom chachob. Everyone knows what happens when a kalalom chachob get married. El kolam analbi. If somebody spells it out, articulates it. Umoichi davanavolam bepiv, and he says something a grotesque statement. Afilu nechtem like zardina shalshim chana toiva, even though the Eibushter already guaranteed and is sealed, good. Nepech olavara will change to bad, even though we learned in the Gemara Brachas once the Eibushter seal is good, he never changed the bad. In this case, he will. So Reish Lakish said to him, I don't understand. Also l'nechume, you, I asked you to come here and b'mnachem him. Tziyuri kametzayle, you causing him all this pain. Hachikam, yes, this is a nich, you know what I'm telling him. You think he was antagonized the Eibushter? Other people were. But Choshiv Adlat Fusid Dora, you're the Tzadik Hador of Chibar Abba, and therefore you're carrying the burden for the whole generation. This idea that a Tzadik carries the sins of the whole generation, you're the Tzadik. So it's amazing. Chibar Abba was such a big Tzadik, and he taught Chumash to a little kid. That was his job. Or Mishnais. Amalei said to him, Kum Eima Milse Kenega Shvachar Baruch, come and say something for the Shvach of the Eibushter. Come to the Shvach of the Eibushter. And I forgot, we skipped one line in the Gemara before we see this whole thing. They asked him, how do you find Birchas Achav for 7 days? We skipped one line. How do you find Birchas Achav for 7 days? The Gemara answered, Mishkach l'panim chadoshes. If a panim chadoshes comes to Menachem Ovel, to the Ovel, you make another meal. So that you could have this Sudas Havra for 7 days. That's the more answer. Kiha. And now I bring a raya of this thing here. Remember, he came the second day, the Shlokin. Not the first day, the second day. says he might so he said, so the Shlokah said, you know, enough of this pepul, this pshetlach. Say something nice. Say something nice for praise the Eibush. Now he said a few bracha. These are called Birchas Aveilim. So we see they made Birchas Aveilim on day number two. Because it's the Panu Chadasha. That's the proof we bring from here that Panu Chadasha, there is brachas. Muhammad, he said, Hakel, Hagodl, Berev, Godlo, the Eibush knows greatness. Adi Bechaza, Berev, Nerois, those awesome, Mechai Mason, Bemahamore, Yashadoyos, Adi, Chaker. When the flies Adi Mason, Mechai Mason. That was the bracha number one, he said. Okay, that was to represent the Behestas, the Eibishter. Now say something towards the Oval. Possibly said, Achenu hamayugoyim, my brethren who are unfortunately downtrodden, hamadukoyim, are beaten. Be'evil azeh, with this sadness, to levavchem, lachir azois. You apply yourself to understand this, you should know. Zoisi oimedes la, life is one big circle, and this is how it always goes. Nasiv hu meshej bebreishu. This is the way from creation. Rabim shosu. Many people drank, lived, and rabim yishu. Many people will die. Kim mishter the shaynim, kach mishter achreinim. Just like people there lived and died. That's life. People live and they die. Achenu bal nechomas yinachem eschem. That those who were menachem, Abraham menachem, menachem, you were born, menachem aveilim. So he basically told him, this is the facts of life. People will be born and people die. Accept it. Those are pretty harsh words. They're very
comforting, isn't it?
Yeah, is it? Amar Abai says, it's a very nice bracha, but certain things you shouldn't say. Rabim Shasu Lema, say that many people drank and they died is one thing. But Rabim Yishtu, maybe will drink and die. What are you saying that for? What do you have to you know, bring that in? Mishtu Rishayin in Lema. Mishtu Achrein Lema. What do you say? People will drink and the fruit and die. Damish Malakish, V'chein Tana Mashmei Rabi Yesi. La'olam, always, I'll give the chod and peel the satan, never give an opening to the satan. Abba Rabbi Yeshua Maikra, how do we know? Because the Eden was saying to the Novi, Kizdoim ha'yinu, the Shaya said, Kizdoim ha'yinu, la'amayda d'minu. We're almost like Zdoim, we're almost like a murder, we'll get destroyed. Maya Hadley, what Abisha answered back? Shimu d'var Hashem, Kitzine Zdoim. Sorry, Yeshaya said back to the Eden. The Eden said to Yeshaya, said back to Eden. Listen to you, Kitzine Zdoim. He called them the offers of Zdoim. He didn't say like Zdoim, he called them Zdoim outright. Because once you compare yourself to Zdoim, I'll do it all the way. So don't give an opening to the Satan to say, that's why you don't say, you don't invite any trouble to yourself. So don't talk about the future. Now say something about the people who came in Achim Ovel. You got wonderful charitable people, the sons of charitable people. Continue in the way of Avinu. The ultimate pays back. Everybody should pay you back. So he knows there's a bracha for every single person involved over there, and that's called Birchas Aveilim. And this was the second day. So what is even here? When upon Chadash has come, you do again Birchas Aveilim. That's why Rabbi Yechanan was talking about Aveilim, and not part of the minion is Birchas Aveilim. Amalei kumei muzik and egoi sol. Now say them before Klai sol. Pasuk b'yomer ribayin olamim p'dei v'hatzel melat hoshei amcha Yisrael min adev min acheder min abiza min ashdofim min irakad. Save us from all of these different tzaddas. Call me upon the paranis amisrach the boys loylam. Tell him nikra v'atasana. Before even we call you, you should already answer the baruchat to our eitzer amagetha. Amarula says Ula, and Amarula Masit. We learned that we know we're living more Arabic. That the only reason why Hashem created wine in this world is for Nicham Avelim, so people will forget their sorrows. We learned Asara Koises Tiknu Chachamim BeBeisa Avel. They drank a lot of wine. They used to drink 10 cups of wine in the Beisa Avel. Shloisha Koid Mechila, 3 wine before they eat. This is not to do with Avel. This is time to open up their Kedeftoy Bnei Meir to give them an appetizer. Shloisha b'toich achila, kedei lishreis achila shemeiv, to soak the food, this is to drink while you're eating. Ba'bol achra achila, 4 after eating. And what are the 4 after eating? Normal benching, we only do 1. Here, k'nei echen arzon, k'nei b'chda adet, rebbein ishlaim, v'echa k'nei ged, hatoiv v'hametiv. And so that was 10. Hoisifu aleim abol. Then they add another 4. I mean, talking about 14 glasses of wine. They add another 4. Now Rashi learns that after every bracha and benching, today we drink 1 cup after the Tayyib benching. They used to drink 1 cup after Hazan, they drank a cup. After Neid L'Chol, they drank another cup. After they drank a 3rd cup. And after they drank a 4th cup. I mean, I don't know how you're going to hold out. There's 14 glasses of wine in one meal. Hayisifa lein abo, they added another 4. After benching, drank another 4. Echel keneged Chazoni ir, you want to thank the people there, the Kher HaKadisha basically. The people who financed it. The rich people used to big zadok used to be to help, give money to Chera Kadisha and for Kavarim and so on and so forth. Echa Kenege Beis Hamikdash, and one for the Beis Hamikdash. Also, we're consoling ourselves that we had lost the Beis Hamikdash. And the last thing, Kedag Gamliel. What's Kedag Gamliel? We learned at the end of my cut Mosunsi. He's Chilu Hayeshayisin Mishtakin. Finally, they got chicken. The first 10 cups did nothing to them. The last 4 cups killed them. Hechzira Deliyashin. They went back to 10 cups of wine. My Rabbi Gamliel. What's this Mais Rabbi Gamliel? The time we learned. If you remember, in the beginning, whenever somebody died in the family, it was the worst day in their lives. Not because the person died, but because they have the financial burden, so they all ran away. More than the death itself bothered them was the fact they have to bury him, they have no money, and remember, they didn't have coffins. It was an open stretcher. Everybody would see the dead body. If he couldn't afford to buy him nice clothing and he would lie there in tatters, everybody would talk about, oh, how poor or how disrespectful. So they would run away. Every time somebody's family died, they all picked themselves up and ran to the next city. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel came along. The Nog Kalos Ba'atzma. He decided, you know what? He was a rich man. I want you to bury me in cheap, cheap clothing. Vayitziyu B'Klipishtin, in linen, which is those days, which is cheap. The Nog Kolam Achav, after, based on that, everyone started admitting, no matter how rich or poor you are, Lahoitzi B'Klipishtin, to use linen. In other words, everybody can afford it, so nobody should be embarrassed. So we drink a cup to thank him for thinking, being so sensitive to the Armalite, to the poor people. Amar Papa the Papa, but even today, Nog Alma, the minig is, Afilu Betzreda, even canvas, that Barzuza, worth even less than linen, that's what everyone uses today. Okay, see you tomorrow.